Fire safety instructions. Is the fire safety manual a universal document? No, it relates to fire protection rules in a specific facility and taking into account the local conditions. A universal document is the general fire instruction, which can be purchased from an OHS store. It is in the form of an information board and covers general aspects of fire protection. What does a fire safety manual look like? This is a fairly comprehensive document that consists of a descriptive section, a graphic section, and appendices. The descriptive part includes the characteristics of the facility, fire protection conditions, tasks and duties of employees, a list of prohibited activities, as well as information about fire installations and fire extinguishers. The graphic part includes general layouts of the facility, layouts of individual floors, division into fire zones, fire lanes, as well as the location of hydrants and other water sources, firefighting equipment, gas main valves, main power switch, etc. Appendices include, among other things, a list of employees familiarized with the manual. Detailed guidelines on what such a document should look like can be found in the Ordinance of the Minister of Internal Affairs and Administration on Fire Protection of Buildings, Other Construction Facilities and Sites. Is a fire safety manual required for every facility? It should be drawn up for public facilities, group lodging and storage buildings. Exceptions are facilities whose volume does not exceed certain limits or where there is no explosion hazard. Are special authorizations required to draw up such a manual? It can be drawn up by a fire technician, engineer, or a person with secondary education who has completed training for fire inspectors and specialists. Should the manual be updated? Yes, at least once every 2 years, and after changes in the use of the facility or in technological processes. Who needs to familiarize themselves with the manual? Every employee, and in some cases, people entering the facility. Owners, managers, and users of facilities are responsible for providing and implementing the manual. The manual should be kept in a place that is easily accessible and visible to rescue teams, preferably near the main entrance to the building.